And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 10th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of the playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht, born in Augsburg, Germany, 1898. Bertolt Brecht, a Marxist who regarded his plays as social experiments, did not want the audience to become emotionally involved with the story, rather to acknowledge the stage as a stage and the actors as actors and not as real people. With Hitler's rise to power in 1933, Brecht left Germany, moved to Denmark, then Sweden, Finland, journeyed across Russia, settled in Hollywood in 1941, as in Germany his books were burned and his citizenship was withdrawn. It's the birthday of Boris Pasternak, born in Moscow, 1890. Did not write for many years in the 30s and early 40s because of his fear of censorship under the government of Joseph Stalin. And then around 1945 began to work in secret on his masterpiece, Dr. Zhivago. Finished it in 1955, smuggled it out of the Soviet Union. It was published in Italy, became an international bestseller, an epic novel about more than 60 characters through the first half of 20th century Russia. And it's the birthday of the Norwegian journalist Astny Seierstad, born in Oslo, 1970, best known for The Bookseller of Kabul, which came out in 2003, was a big bestseller. Astny Seierstad, who after college in Norway went to China to study Chinese, to Berlin to learn German, Moscow to work for a news agency, Belgrade to live in an artist's colony, also lived in Mexico, France, Italy. She became fluent in five languages and okay, as she puts it, in four more. And after 9/11, she spent weeks in rural parts of Afghanistan with the commandos of the Northern Alliance, traveling in military vehicles, sleeping on stone floors and in mud huts. She rode into Kabul with the Northern Alliance in November 2001 and found a bookstore, a place owned by an elegant, gray-haired Afghan man, well-educated, who loved to talk about politics and writing. The man was passionate about books. He'd hid them from the Taliban. He'd gone to prison. He invited her to a meal with his family, and she decided to write a book about them. She lived with them for 3 months, and the book she wrote, The Bookseller of Kabul, was a huge success, except with the bookseller himself, who was not happy about the way he'd been portrayed, and he flew to Norway to denounce her and wrote his own book called Once Upon a Time, There Was a Bookseller in Kabul, about how a Norwegian troll visits Afghanistan and abuses his family's hospitality. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman entitled The Presence. Something went crabwise across the snow this morning. Something went hard and slow over our hayfield. It could have been a raccoon lugging a knapsack. It could have been a porcupine carrying a tennis racket. It could have been something supple as a red fox dragging the squawk and spatter of a crippled woodcock. 10 knuckles underground, those bones are seeds now, pure as baby teeth lined up in the burrow. I cross on snowshoes, cunningly woven from the skin and sinews of something else that went before. A poem by Maxine Kuhman, The Presence, from her selected poems 1960 to 1990, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.